Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf. The Shir will be talking Daf lesson a day in a few minutes. You're aware. We're looking at Yuma 62. We learned in a Mishnah, Rav Yossi says there are three baskets of three sa'ah, each with which they withdraw coins from the temple chamber. And on these baskets were written the first three letters of the Hebrew alphabet, Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. Each year in Adar, the notes point out, a half shekel head tax was collected from every Jewish male. The proceeds from this collection were stored in a special chamber in the temple. Mishnah refers to the procedure called Trumas Halishka, separation of funds from the treasury chamber, through which three times a year some of the half shekel coins would be withdrawn from the chamber using three baskets, each having the volume of three se'ah. These funds were used to purchase communal offerings like the Talmud and the Musaf offerings. So on the baskets were written the first three letters of the Hebrew alphabet, Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. It was taught in the Rabbi of Yossi said, why are Aleph, Beis, and Gimel written on them? In order to know which of them was withdrawn first, to enable them to offer sacrifices from that basket first, for it is a mitzvah to use the first one. Rav Yossi points out the language in the notes explain that where it is possible to use only one of the baskets, we choose the first one. In the Azazel goats, we should use the first one that becomes available. So two things to think about. Number one, how wonderful, how powerful the Hebrew language is. I've talked about this before, but always bears repeating. Aleph, Beis, Gimel. You know, the English language and all the other languages, the Russian language and whatnot, there's not so much that we could explain of the beauty in the language. It was evolved and over the centuries, and it came about. But the Hebrew language has sodot, has foundations that are found in the letters themselves. The Gemara goes through it. Elsewhere, one of my lectures, that I brought down the Gemara that goes through it at length. But you think about Aleph. Aleph has a leg to stand on, has two legs to stand on, because MS, those letters have legs to stand on. The way that they're written has fundamental importance. Sheker, lies, Shin, Kuf, Resh, doesn't have a real leg to stand on. Those letters fall over because lies are all lies. That shows a small example how important the Jewish language is, the Hebrew language is. Understand and appreciate how wonderful the Hebrew language is. It's a really beautiful language. And now in modern day times, just to hear Hebrew is wonderful. I love listening to Hebrew. If we ever watch virtual tours from One Israel Fund or from David Sussman's website, really cool stuff, especially to hear the Hebrew language, to really appreciate how beautiful the Hebrew language is. And sometimes the English translation doesn't do it justice. Looking at the words themselves from Tehillim, from Tanakh, in general, looking at those words, thinking about those words, understanding the importance of the Hebrew language and the Aleph, Beis, and Gimel is of paramount importance. And the second thing to realize is to use the first things first. That's why there's a famous piece in the Gemara. Someone comes to a sage while he's saying Shema, and he offers him one price. And then he sees he's not responding because he's saying Shema, he offers him another price. He's still not responding, he offers a third price. When the sage finally finishes Shema, he says, I accept your offer, but I accept the first offer you gave me. What a Kiddush Hashem, by the way. The guy was probably not Jewish, who wanted to do business with him, and was probably flabbergasted that he would take the first offer, even though it might have been hundreds of dollars cheaper, hundreds of dollars of less profit. That's the idea of doing the first one first. If someone comes to you with an offer, and someone else comes to you with an offer, and they're seeming offers, similar offers, you should really go with that first one first. We actually had this experience when we were looking for our house. We actually had a different house in mind first. Obviously, Hashem has hashgacha and knows what was best for us, obviously, the house we're in now. But at the time, we had made an offer on the house. We thought we were going to get it. We thought we had a good relationship with the guy. And he basically kind of backstabbed us, and he gave up our offer to someone else who came later, offered him more, even though we already invested time in having someone look at the house, even though we invested time in drawing up a contract, even though we invested time going through the whole house, measuring things and talking it through and seeing how things would go through. I didn't like that. Should have taken the first offer first, but obviously Hashem runs the world. Hashem had a different idea in mind. He wanted us to be in our house where we got, and it ended up, for many reasons, that this house is much better for us. In that house, there was only a kitchen with an eating area, not a dining room, and there was the living room, which didn't really have much room for the beautiful couch we have, which fits perfectly in our nice, snug house. Both of them were similar dimensions, both considered small houses, but that one was not really such a great setup, and it wouldn't have felt good to just have two rooms on the first floor instead of three rooms plus a bathroom on the first floor. So it ended up working out in general, but it was definitely better kept, the other house. But just the idea of going with the first things first. The Gemara talks about go for the first things first. If someone offers you help and someone else offers you help, go with the first person first. It's just the idea of manners, derech eretz. Derech eretz come in the Torah. We're supposed to have manners first when involved in Torah matters and involved in aspects. So remember the fundamental importance of the Hebrew language and the Hebrew alphabet, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, and remember first things first. Join us next time as we talk Yuma 63 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.